Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Growing and learning in grade school can be a challenge, but for some girls in particular, being healthy and confident comes with significant obstacles.
But a group called Girls on the Run is trying to get girls over those hurdles. It seeks to inspire and educate girls in third through eighth grade through lessons on healthy eating, lifestyle, and body image. And besides the group lessons, Girls on the Run also gets girls across the finish line, literally training each girl for a 5K run.
The organization has boomed in Milwaukee since it started in 2007, and now over 1,000 girls participate in the lessons and training through after-school and community programs.
Tina Jones is executive director of Girls on the Run, and she explains to Audrey Nowakowski how this program helps to empower young girls.
It's really all about teaching them about healthy eating, active lifestyle, learning to deal with bullying, talking about body image. And while we're talking about all these really important subjects, the girls are training for a 5K event.
You mentioned some of the problems these girls are facing in the third through eighth grade. Why did you want to focus on those specifically and not maybe extend it through high school?
Well, we're part of a national Girls on the Run. It's actually international because they're in Canada as well. And the program really has been focused on third through eighth graders. It's not that there couldn't be a program for high schoolers, but currently all of the research and the curriculum is specifically for the younger girls.
So what kind of challenges did this organization notice in the younger girls that running and group activities could address and benefit?
You know, so often many of these young girls haven't been a part of a team, or they haven't gotten into some of the team activities or active lifestyle. And especially for those girls, it's so important for them to learn about what it means to take care of their bodies, both physically and mentally, what it means to be a good teammate, what it means to cheer somebody on, all of those things that these girls may not be learning at a younger age and should be, to really help them in their later years.
How do you build these girls up into running their first 5K? Because even for some adults who are running their first 5K, it can be an intimidating process. So how is this program structured, not only with the running, but also the social aspects and the lessons they learn?
Right, absolutely. It's tough for an adult and tough for a kid. A 5K is quite a long distance for anyone. And we really structure the 10-week program as a build-up and emphasize that it's really important these girls come to the classes. They're offered twice a week for 90 minutes each class. And the way they're structured is really creative and unique. And I've been a Girls on the Run coach myself and coached my kids. I've coached many girls in the program. And what we do is we are facilitating the lessons on the topics that I've discussed: healthy eating, active lifestyle, bullying, body image. All of these really important topics are being covered, but they're being creatively intertwined with running games and running activities. And it's a buildup, like I said. So they'll do their warm-ups, they'll be talking about these topics, and then they'll always have a longer run towards the middle end of the program.
Do these girls get grouped together if they're from the same school? How do you reach out to these girls and get them into these programs?
So what we do is we set up Girls on the Run sites at schools, community centers like YMCAs, health centers. Primarily we're at schools, and the program is offered after school. We have really grown by word of mouth. And so often we have somebody come to us, a parent or staff member that has heard about the program. So then we work towards getting the program set up at that site or school community center. And basically then what happens is the site markets the program to their students. Otherwise, it would be tough for us to really to get to know each site and how to market it that way.
And do these girls Are they able to participate in the program even if, say, they have financial difficulties or don't have a pair of running shoes or don't know how to even get started or what even running for a block would feel like?
Right. You know, we really pride ourselves that we are able to serve all girls. And currently we have 50% of our participants are on some sort of scholarship program, so which means lots of fundraising on our part. But we not only provide the program to the girls, but any girl that needs a pair of running shoes, we provide that as well.
That's great. And how has the program grown in Milwaukee itself? You mentioned it is a national and international organization, but how have you seen this program here change and extend locally?
You know, I've been with the program just over 4 years, but it did start in 2007 in Milwaukee at a very small scale. We had about 4 to 6 sites, 60 girls in the program at the time, and we're just over 1,000 girls this year. So that means 70 sites. We have over 340 volunteer coaches. So the growth has been fantastic. Like I said, it's been all word of mouth primarily. And so people are understanding that this is a program that is making a difference in these young girls' lives. And not only the young girls, but in the people that are involved in it. So the coaches, the parents, the friends. I haven't mentioned yet, but in our 5K, all of the girls get together at the end of the 10-week program and they run the 5K, run, walk, or skip across the finish line. And with them is a running buddy. So we encourage right at the beginning of the program, parents, siblings, family, friends, sometimes it'll be a coach or a staff member at the school that will be sign up to be with the girl and be her running buddy at the 5K. So we're affecting so many people's lives. And I have so many parents that will come to me and they'll say, wow, you know, I never thought that I could run a 5K. And here my daughter asked me and I did it and I feel really good about myself.
And I'm sure it helps the girls feel great, too. So in your experience, both as a director and as a running coach, what are some experiences or stories that you'd like to share of girls who have touched you and how they have reacted to this program and how they've grown?
There's been so many girls and parents that have touched me. I get so emotional with this program every day with the stories that come back to me or I've experienced myself. Oftentimes, we've got girls that don't have that positive role model at home. So when they get a chance to get all the attention that they get from their coaches, it can make such a difference in their lives. And for somebody to pay attention to them, to give them a smile, it means the world. And so just those stories of these girls starting to believe in themselves because others are believing in them, that's some of the stuff that just touches me all of the time, that these young girls are going from being often shy or not feeling very confident about themselves. And by the end of the 10 weeks, you start to see the brightness in their eyes and the smile on their faces. And when they cross that finish line, holy cow, it just stops you in your tracks.
What do you think it is about running that helps these girls versus, say, getting them involved in a team soccer sport or any type of other physical activity program? What do you think running does for people in its most, it's a most basic form of what we can do for exercise?
Exactly. I mean, if you just look out on the playground and you see kids, what are they doing? They're running around. I mean, it's natural. From day one, our kids start to walk and then they run. And it is a very natural thing for people to do. With running, what I love is that all you need is a pair of shoes. I mean, gosh, you don't even really need shoes, you know. But really, you want a pair of shoes and you can run basically your whole life. And, you know, the other part about it is that We teach the girls that if they love running and that's fun for them, keep doing it. But if it's not running and it's some other physical activity, walking, jumping rope, climbing a mountain, hula hooping, you know, what makes them happy, that's what we really want to teach them, is to keep moving. Feel that great feeling of what they feel like when they've exerted themselves, and then keep that going throughout their lives.
Do you see girls return to the program year after year, participating third through eighth grade, and as you mentioned, perhaps continuing on, you know, to do cross country in high school or into adulthood, or maybe even coming back to coach other girls on the runs team?
Yeah, we're starting to see more of that. I mean, we're still fairly young. We've been here just under 10 years, but we are seeing girls repeating the program. We have alumni in high school. In fact, we just had an exciting power mile for cross-country high school runners that we incorporated into our 5K last fall. And that was super fun because we had Girls on the Run alum coming back, running in that along with the Girls on the Run participants.
What's your favorite part or experience in being with this program and continuing to see it grow?
You know, I think my favorite part is that I'm a runner myself, and for me, it has been my way of staying healthy both physically and mentally. And I love it when others can feel that same feeling of what running can do for them. It can lift you up. It can help you feel stronger, feel better about yourself. So seeing that passed on to people is probably my favorite thing about the program.
Well, this is doing great work. And I'd like to thank you so much, Tina, for coming in today and telling us about the great work Girls on the Run does.
Thank you.
Tina Jones is executive director of Girls on the Run. She spoke with Audrey Nowakowski. You can learn more about the group and how to get involved, even if you're not in third through eighth grade, from a link at WUWM.com.
That's also where you can find more information about their event with the first woman to run the Boston Marathon.